I guess the team really took it to heart when you said you didn't want to hear the cannon tonight.
Yeah, that was nice to hear it. Well, it looked like we were going to early on. We weren't on time with our starter. Obviously, Aiden kept us in it early, and it wasn't like we were. Just we were in a lot of time in our end. They had a strategy, obviously, to get every puck to the net. So there's a lot of action going on. So you got some anxiety around the front of the net. But, you know, we did work hard to keep it clean for the most part, manage the puck. Once we got to our game, I think special teams was a difference in the first period. We get a power play goal, make a nice play, and then on our PK did a great job. Actually got some really good looks. So that gave us some life, and we carried that forward.
What changed after the first, did you think? Where'd you get better?
Well, we were just better. We played better. We didn't. I think we were on top of them more. We didn't allow them to come through the neutral zone. They got really fluid defensemen, guys that are mobile and can skate. If you limit some of that part of their game, I think they got a little antsy. Now they were behind, and all of a sudden the rush game goes our way. Right, Pav gets a nice goal. We start. Satter gets a breakaway. Nick Waugh is about. You know what I mean? It opens up for us a little bit. Force them to defend the front of their net. I think that's where it changed more was the second goal. Honestly, it's just a greasy, hard-working goal. Get to the front of the net, get a slot shot, a rebound established.
See, Riley Smith is giving them a boost.
They're a good pair right now, so that's a good thing. You always want to start with pairs that complement one another, and Riley's been with Carly so long that, I don't know how much he's played with Nick Waugh. I don't think so in that first year. They saw much, and maybe they did before. Maybe there was already a chemistry. I don't know, but they certainly have fed off each other well and gives us another line that's dangerous.
What have you liked about the hurdle line?
Well, they finish, right? When they have chances, they finish. I think they're cleaning up their 200-foot game. That was always the worry before, is that are they going to check well? Are they going to reload well, take care of all the details? And they've done a good job with that, and it's led to offense. So they're getting that part of it. I'm happy for them that way, because then you're not worried. You use them in any situation, top line, fourth line, wherever they throw at the boards, where we're ready to go. So they've done a good job reading off each other. Like I said, I think they all are probably shoot first guys right now, but it's working. So it's not like everyone's getting left out there. Sometimes our team doesn't shoot enough, to be honest. So that's a good problem to have.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce. Purple's a